Kotoma, welcome back to another edition in our ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. We are now on Yevamot Daf Menvav Amud Aleph at the bottom. We're formally starting the Sugi of Giur, and it is at the point where it says Tanu Rabbanan, about 5-6 lines up from the bottom, a little bit more than that, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, Geor Shemal Velo Taval. So if someone did Giyur, but they only did Brit Milah, not Tevilah, in the Mikvah, then Rav Elazar Mer Harei Zegeir, Shekein Matzino B'Imotenu, V'Avotenu Shemalu V'lo Tav. Rav Elazar says that if somebody does Milah without Tevilah, the Giyur is fine, is sufficient, because after all, the most popular or the most famous Giyur in history was when Am Yisrael converted at the foot of Har Sinai, and he says there was no Tevilah there. So therefore, tefillah cannot be a necessary condition for giur. Tavo v'loma. What about the opposite condition, where somebody goes to the mikvah, not brit milah, or b'shua meharei zegir? So he says that tefillah is the one thing that's necessary. Shekein matzinu b'imahot shetavlu v'lomalu. We see the imahot, the women at the foot of Har Sinai, did go to the mikvah, didn't have brit milah. In other words, since a woman can't have brit milah, therefore, obviously, brit milah is not a necessary step for giur. And therefore, that's how he rules. Now, clearly there is a historic component here that needs to be dealt with, which is, was there tevilah at the foot of Har Sinai? We will deal with that, but first we're going to address the issue of Rav Elazar learning from the mothers. Okay, and let's see. Chachomim tevav l'ma mavlo tevav ein ger anshi movid po. Chachomim, and later we'll identify who this is, claim that for Giyur you need both Milah and Tevilah. Either one alone is not sufficient. Good. So now, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Ne'elaf Mi'avot, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua use the Avot and say only Milah? Rabbi Lazar Nami Ne'elaf Mi'imahot, and why doesn't Rabbi Lazar learn from the Imahot and say only Tevilah? So now, V'chitema Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. So if you're going to claim that Milah is not necessary because, after all, the women didn't have Milah, and that's a problem of Danin Efshar Mishayi Efshar, you can't apply men's allowance of not having Milah from the fact that women don't, because in women's case, there is no alternative. Right? Rav Elazar is famous for maintaining that Danin Efshar Mishayi Efshar, meaning you can infer a ruling from a case where there are no alternatives to the way that it plays out and apply it to a case where there are alternatives. Elazar said, how do I know that when I bring a korban Pesach, it has to come from chulin? I can't bring an animal that's maser behema or bechor or anything else of that sort as a korban Pesach. How do I know? Nema Pesach mitzvah, nema Pesach bedorot. Pesach was brought that first year in Mitzrayim, and Pesach that's brought in subsequent generations are both called Pesach. Ba Pesach amur Mitzrayim ein ba min alachulin, of Pesach amur lecherut ein ba min alachulin. So just like the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was brought from chulin, because there was no ma'aser behema or any other kind of korban. In other words, the animal was not hekdesh in any way and couldn't be. Therefore, the Pesach of future generations has to come min hachulin. So Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Elazar, can you apply Efshar Mishi, an Efshar case to an Efshar case? Meaning, it was impossible for there to be Chulin, to be Hekdesh. Everything was Chulin at the time of Mitzrayim. So the fact that the Pesach came from Chulin cannot be applied to a case of Efshar, which is Bizman Hazeh, where something could be Chulin, could be Hekdesh. Nonetheless, what does Rabbi Elazar answer back? Elazar says, even though in Mitzrayim it was Efshar to be Hekdesh, nonetheless, it is a good Raya, and we can apply it. So that means that Rabbi Elazar accepts the principle, the Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, and if that's the case, Rabbi Elazar really should be of the opinion that nobody needs Milah, because after all, the women did not have Milah. Ella, we go as follows. The Taval V'lomal Kuli Amalo Pligi D'mahani. Everybody agrees that if they do Tevilah without Milah, it works. Everybody, meaning Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua says, because after all, the women didn't do Milah, and Rabbi Elazar agrees that that's a good proof. Ki pligi b'mal v'lo tovo. Their machloket is if you have the opposite, if you have milah without tevila. Rav Elazar yalif mi avot. He says that the avot only did brit milah. Yeshua be'avot nami tevila habe. He says they also went to the mikvah, the men. Why? Menale, what's his proof? When Hashem says to Moshe to prepare the people for Matan Torah, which is part of the process of gear that we develop, he says, tell them to go and put their garments, to clean their garments. We assume this means tefillah b'mikvah. Let's say somebody is tameh with a lighter kind of tumah, like tumat keri. He does not need to be matpil his clothes, but he does mean to be matpil himself. So here at Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to put your clothes in the mikvah, certainly the person himself has to go into the mikvah. So he said, no, maybe that's not the case, because maybe there it's just been chibsu simulta, mean clean your clothes nicely, so you should look nice for Matan Torah, not about Tahara. Alamihacha, this is where it comes from. At the Brita Aganot that takes place at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, which is machloket, exactly when that happens in the context of Matan Torah, but it is part of the process of gear that we talk about, Hartzah Stavim specifically. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam and he's mazeh, sprinkles it on the people. And what do we know? Ugmiri, we know, de ein hazah below tefillah. You can never have hazah without first there being tefillah, which means the people had to go to the mikvah first. So you see that they all went to the mikvah first. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, even though somebody had milah, they still need tefillah. Why? Because the avot also went to the mikvah, and therefore we have to use that as the model. Okay, good. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, tevila b'imahot menalan. So how does Rabbi Yeshua prove that the women had tevila? Svaru, makes sense. Timken kame b'man nichasu tachar feyashchina. Because the men had brit milah. That we know from the fact that at the Korban Pesach, they had just had a Mitzrayim 2 months earlier. No Arel could participate, so they had brit milah. And we now know they had the tevila because the men who participated in the Korban had to have tefillah before the Hazah. I don't know the women did, because otherwise, how did the women become Jewish? They had to have some vehicle for it. Rabbi Yochanan says, the halach is both. Zapshita, that's easy. Yochid Ram, halach karabim. After all, we said it's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua versus Chachamim. And really, in the second constitution of it, it is Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Yeshua and Chachamim. So Rav Elazar is alone. So certainly the halacha will be that you need both. The halacha will be like the rabbim. The answer is no. Man chachamim Rabbi Yossi. The answer is chachamim is not chacham, meaning everybody. It's Rabbi Yossi specifically. How do we know that? Tanya, harei shabami amar, malti velo tavalti. Let's say a person comes to the Beit Din and said, I did brit milah, I didn't yet go to the mikvah, mat bilino to umah b'chach. We put him in the mikvah either way. Either it is good or not necessary, not good necessary. Either way, it's fine. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer ein mat bilin. Rabbi Yossi says, we do not do so. We have to first, we require Mila and Tevila, and therefore the Mila has to be in our presence, and therefore we do at least Hatafat Tamprit, and then we do the Tevila. In other words, the Mila alone is not enough. But the main point that we're concerned with is that the Tevila is absolutely necessary. Right, lefichach. What's the result of that? Matbil and ger of Shabbat. If Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, you could be matbil and ger on Shabbat because, after all, tefila does not make a difference. With the mila, he's already Jewish. The tefila is an added to component. Rabbi Yossi says, in matbil, and Rabbi Yossi says, you cannot put a ger into the mikvah on Shabbat because the tefila is really going to make a difference, and it's tikkun gav. Amar Mar. So let's look at that. Lefichach matbil and ger of Shabbat pshita. Came on Rabbi Yehuda becharasagya. So since Rabbi Yehuda said all you need is one of those things, so if the guy did brit milah in our presence, so certainly we can put him in the mikvah. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say, therefore you can put him in the mikvah on Shabbat, it's easy. Maybe you would argue that really the tefillah is the ikar. In other words, if the guy does brit milah, that it's sufficient, but we still need to do a tefillah, and therefore, since it's so significant, we don't do it on Shabbat. Come attack in Gavra, because you're kind of fixing the man. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yehuda, oha, oha, boy. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda says you need one or the other, either Mila or tefillah. So if he comes to us already nimol, then we don't have to put him in the mikveh. If we do put him in the mikveh, it's not making a big difference, and therefore we could do it on Shabbat. Rabbi Yossi omer ein matpilin. So and Rabbi Yossi said you can't put him in the mikveh on Shabbat. Well, that's another no-brainer. Pshita the kevadam Rabbi Yossi tarti ba'inan, since Rabbi Yossi said you need both mila and tefila. Kuni gavre Shabbat lamatak nina. You're not to fix the guy's status on Shabbat. Mao the temple Rabbi Yossi mila ikar v'hatam hu delo havai mila b'fanenu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says that the ikar is really mila, and the problem here is not so much that all he has is mila, but that the mila did not happen in our presence. He came in front of us and said, "Malti, hechadavi mila b'fanenu ema lipol zevishabta." And I might think that if the guy actually did the brit milah in our presence, let's say Friday afternoon, and then he didn't feel good, he came before us, maybe we could put him in the mikvah on Shabbat because he's really almost there. The tefillah is not really a tikkun gavra. Kamash malan. Rabbi Yossi Tartibai, that's why Rabbi Yossi has to say, Lefichach, you can't put him in the Mekvan Shabbat, because he really requires fully both. Amar Rabba, Uvda Have Be Rabbi Chia Bar Rebbe. Rabba says there was a story that happened in the Beit Din of Rabbi Chia Bar Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Matni Rabbi Yishaya Bar Rebbe. He said it was Rabbi Yishaya, another son of Rebbe. Safra Matni Rabbi Yishaya Rabbi Chia, another permutation of the names. All right, so we have three different versions of where this case happened. But the Atala Kameh Ger Shemavala Taval, somebody came before this rabbi, whoever the rabbi was, had done Mila and not Tvila. Amarlei Shahi Kana Lamachar. So the rabbi said, wait here till tomorrow. So he came to him on Shabbos, said, wait here till tomorrow. The Nat Belinach, and we will put you in the mikvah. Shvamina Plach. You can infer three things from there. Shvamina Ger Tzarek Shlosha. The first thing is you need three people there. It says, we will put you in the mikvah. Mashma, that we, standing as a beiti. The second thing is, you see, he's not a ger until he fully does mila and tefila. And you can infer from there, I'm sorry, he came to him, it wasn't on Shabbos. He came to him at a certain point, and he said, come tomorrow, we'll put you in. So he said, what do you infer from here? You infer that you do not do brit mila, the tefila at night. So why don't we also infer from here that you need mumchin, because after I said, we will, and this is one of the great rabbis, the assumption is here, that's who's going to be there. So Dilma di Kalu, perhaps that's who happened to be there, and they were in town, so he says, good, so, but you don't necessarily need three great rabbis, but you need three, because otherwise you could have said, we could do it right now. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Ger Tzarech Gimel, Ishbak Tziv Bey. So this follows along with what we were looking at before, that a ger requires three. Why does a ger require three? Because in the context of giur, you find the word mishpat, as you find in pasuk number 3 on the page, Torah achat mishpat yelach echad yelachem v'lager agar. So therefore, because in the context of the extension of the laws of Am Yisrael to a ger, it says mishpat. Therefore, a mishpat needs three. That's a minimum of 18. Good. And so therefore also, that may be why we don't do giur balayla, because it is a din of mishpat, which is bayom. Tanavana, misha bavi amar gerani. Let's say a guy comes and says, I'm a ger, yachon nekablanu. I might think that we should just accept him based on his own word. Tamun lomar itcha. Therefore, if you take a look at pasuk number 4, and really also pasuk number 5, v'chiyagur itcha ger ba'artzachem. So if somebody resides with you, what does it itcha mean? B'muchzak lacha. Somebody you already know is properly a ger. Bave davi mominain. What if he comes and he brings witnesses that he was gayer? Tamalomar v'chi yagur itcha ger biartzachem. Right. So therefore, if he comes with his witnesses, then we certainly do accept. Now, ainli el ba'aretz. I only know that this requirement is beret Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz minayin. Tamalomar itcha. Therefore, it says itcha, meaning b'chol makom shi'itcha. Wherever you are, that's the requirement of a ger. So therefore, why does it say be'artzachem? Because after all, if a ger is residing with you, and these you have to treat him nicely and not abuse him, etc., as the psukim follow, that's anywhere. So why does it say ba'aretz? Ba'aretz tzarich la'viraya, v'chutz la'aretz ein tzarich la'viraya. The Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, v'chutz la'aretz, if a guy comes and says, I was mitkayer, we accept him. In Eretz Yisrael, he has to bring witnesses or some proof. Chachamim im bein ba'aretz, ben v'chutz la'aretz tzarich la'viraya. The Chachamim disagree and say, in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, you have to bring a raya. Bahu ve'edamimo kralamali. So now, let's take a look at this. You said that if he comes with witnesses, he's believed. What do you need a pasuk for that for? He said, therefore it says itcha. What do you need that for? Amshesha da amri shamanushin gairavetin shaploni. It's the witnesses don't come and say we were there when he converted. They come and say, they came and say we heard it as witnesses that he was mitgayer in a particular beit. I might think we shouldn't believe them. Kamash balan, that we do believe. Now, ba'aretz ein li ela ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know that this ruling applies even b'chutz la'aretz, which means we can believe them? Tamalomar itcha b'chol makom she'itcha. You already used itcha for the other requirement, which was that you need some form of testimony to accept him even b'chutz la'aretz, right? That you need testimony to accept him. That's even b'chutz la'aretz. You did it from itcha. The answer is chada me'itcha v'chada me'imach. Take a look at pasuk number 5 on the page. You'll see the word imach in the context of working with a ger, and therefore the one imach is both of them give the sense that wherever the ger is with you, these rules apply. So one of them is the rule that you need some sort of testimony, and the other rule is that if he comes with his witnesses, we accept them, and even if the witnesses are only testifying, they heard that he was mitgayer in certain beit. Good. So then, according to Chachamim, why does it say Be'aretz Achem? If they say wherever you are, you need a Ra'aya, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. By the way, the Filu Ba'aretz Mekablin Gerim, that's there to be Mechadish something else, which is that you can accept Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Salkadai Dechamena Mishum Tivu to Eretz Yisrael Kamegari. I might think that they're converting because, hey, they got a chance to be Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. That's a good deal. Pashtanami, Deleka Tivuta, even today when things aren't that great, Iko, Leket, Shikho, Peo, Masarani, they get all of the gleanings and gifts of the poor, Hamash Malan, that we do accept. Because we had at the very beginning, an earlier part of the Sugya, the notion, do not accept Gary, Mashiach, and the times of Shlomo David, etc. Aruchia bar Abba and Yochanan, Halacha bin Barth and Uchutzah, Tarich Lavi Ra'aya. So Pshita Yachid Rab Malacha Karabi. So once again, just like we had a few minutes ago, We say Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Chachamim that you need to bring a raya even in chutz la'aretz. So that's obvious because it's a yachid v'rabim. We pass on the rabim. Ma'od etayma mistaber tamid Rabbi Yehuda kamasai leikray kamash v'lan. I might think that we should pass on Rabbi Yehuda because the psukim seem to point in his direction, which is that this entire requirement of itcha that you have to know who it is a requirement that is bi'artzachem, and so therefore. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to say the halacha nonetheless is like Chachamim, even though it goes against the simplest reading of the text. Parenthetically, back before when we said that we already used the pasuk itcha, the notion was that we already used the pasuk itcha to say that memuchsak lecha, that you have to know who the guy is, and then imach is there to tell you that the ruling that as long as we have some testimony, we accept him, that applies wherever you are. That's from the Imach. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a pasuk at the beginning of Tvarim, Ushvatatem tzedek ben ish uven achi uven gero. You should judge properly between a man and his brother and his stranger, or his convert. Mikano Rabbi Yehuda, ger shel ger beitin harei ze ger beino levein atzmo eino ger. So he said, what's the connection between Mishpat and a ger? That only a ger who converts in the beitin is a ger. But if he converts on his own, he's not a ger. This is something that we sort of dealt with in a couple of podcasts, a couple of shurim ago. Dealt with the woman who went to the mikvah. This is actually in the last podcast. The woman who went to the mikvah. And Rav Asi said, well, she must at some point she went in for nidud, so that's a good enough giyur. So the question we talked about, the Tosfot's opinion about how we reconcile that, doesn't have to be in front of the Beit Din. So perhaps it has to be in front of the Beit Din for the Kabbalat Mitzvot, not for the Tefillah, etc. Good. Now, Maaseh b'achad shebali fin Rabbi Yehuda, v'marlon geyarti b'ni l'vein atzmi. So there's a story that of a ger who came before Rabbi Yehuda and said, I converted on my own. Amarle Rabbi Yehuda, yesh l'cha itim. So he said, you have witnesses? Amarle lo. Yeah, so at this point, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shita, should say, you're not a ger. Yesh l'cha banim, do you have any sons? Amarle hein. Amarle ne'manat ha'lifsol t'atzmacha v'iyata ne'manifsol panecha. So Rabbi Yehuda, according to this report, said, you are believed to invalidate yourself, but not to invalidate your sons. Now, this itself is a little bit of a troubling statement. Why? Since when did Rabbi Yehuda say you're not believed about your sons? Vatani Yakir, this is the last pasuk on the page. man has two wives, and one of them is the less favored wife, and she gives birth to the eldest, he can't favor the younger son, who's the son of the more beloved wife. Rather, he has to yakir, he has to recognize the son of the oldest son, and give him the mishpat ha'bechora. What does yakir mean? Yakirenu l'achirim, meaning he can point him out to others and identify. Therefore, we see that a man is believed to say, that son is my Bechor. Because it's his job, l'akirenu. And the same way, a man is also believed to say, that son is an illegitimate son, that son is a halal. So Rabbi Yehuda, though, says he is Neman. Chachamim say he's not, but Rabbi Yehuda says he is Neman. Therefore, it should be, and that Rabbi Yehuda should say, just like you have invalidated yourself, you've invalidated your sons. Rather, he said, you have invalidated yourself, but not your sons. What does it mean? What he really meant was as follows. According to your own testimony, you're a goy. Because you said you were Nikair alone, I believe you, which means you did nothing, which means you're a goy. And if you're a goy, then your testimony means nothing. But that cannot affect the status of your sons, who already have a chazak of being Jewish. Avina Mar Hachikam Marle. No, he said differently. Yeshlecha Banim Hein. He asked, Rabbi Yehuda asked the fellow, do you have sons? He said, yes. Yeshlecha B'nei Vanim. Do you have grandsons? Hein. He said, yes. Amarle Neman Atal Ifsol Banecha V'yata Neman Ifsol B'nei Vanecha. You're only believed to invalidate your sons. So it wasn't about yourself, it's your sons, but not your grandsons. Why? With the issue of Yakir and identifying the status of your son, Rabbi says it's only true about Beno Katan and Beno Gadol, and those aren't what they sound like. Katan and Gadol do not mean a minor or adult. A katan means somebody without kids, and a gadol means somebody with kids. So what it means is that Yehuda says you're believed to invalidate the katan, meaning the gadol, meaning the katan, meaning that you're believed to invalidate your grandsons, but as your son, but not your grandson. So therefore, a katan meaning a son who has no children. That's a katan, no matter how old he is. About him, you're believed. You're not believed to validate a gadol, meaning your son's sons. And that's a gadol who has sons. So we say the halachas like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, which is the first expression here, which means that we don't believe this fellow at all. We believe him, and as a result of that, he's a goy, which means now don't let his words affect his sons. And we don't accept Ravina, who says we do. The man's words do affect his sons, but not his grandsons. We have a brayta that supports Ravina, in which the man is believed about his sons, but not about his grandsons. That's talking about the issue of Yakir, about Bechorah, about identifying a Bechor. A man is believed about his sons, but not about his grandsons. Or to say that his sons are about Grusha and Chutzah. But as far as the Gerit issue goes, we pass the Gerit Nachum Yitzchak. And if a fellow comes and says that I was mitkayer alone, we believe him, which means, according to his words, he's not Jewish, and therefore the impact of his words for anything else is negated because of that very fact. So, if Mirza Shem, we will pick up the next podcast, and there will be two more podcasts till we get to the Mishnah, and Daf Memchet Amud Bet.